Sunday, so it must be that time for the next episode of Farringdon Local on Farringdon Radio. Actually, that's not true, though, because this show did not go out in time for Sunday due to certain reasons we didn't manage to get it together in time. But here we are anyway, a new show, Farringdon Local, for, well, I have to say, from Monday the 6th of June instead of Sunday the 5th, which was the intention. But anyway, this week we've got music by the Man with the Stereo Hands, music from Soul Smith, and music from Voice. And we'll hear a little bit more about Voice as well a bit later on. Also on the show, we got an interview with Mariana Rao, who's the director of The Odd Couple, played by the Farringdon Dramatic Society the other week at the Farringdon Junior School. And also an interview with Julia Byrne, who, along with Steve Wright, is the organisers, promoters of Voice coming to Farringdon to the Blessed Hugh Church on, I'll check before I do, but I think it's the 18th of June, Saturday the 18th of June at Blessed Hugh Church. But a little bit more detail about them in due course. First of all, one of the favourites here on Farringdon Radio, Man with the Stereo Hands, with a track from his album that came out last year, Darkest Days. I was intending to play one of his acoustic tracks because he's done the whole album acoustically, but I haven't got around to downloading that just at the moment yet. So maybe in a short time we'll be able to play one of those as well. But this one's called Moon Man from Darkest Days. We'll be right back. Well, it was the Man with the Stereo Hands, or better known as Neil Dwerryhouse. So he's got a couple of gigs coming up. One at the Portwell Angel Cellar Bar on Saturday. I think it's Saturday, the 25th of June. It's where my daughter works. I'm sure she'd be really happily mentioned that. Perhaps you'll come tell her who we heard your dad on the radio. Oh, she'd love that, wouldn't she? Oh, no, don't. And also, and I think it's, or maybe yet still to be confirmed, looking at his website, the 23rd of July, Neil will be playing at, what's it called? The Flying Pig Festival, which is down at Shrivenham, which I think is on part of the grounds where the, the big planes, you know, the ones where engines, the gliders, I think that's where the event's being held anyway. Also on the website, it does say yet to be confirmed, unless he listens to this and gets back to me and says, oh no, it is, it's confirmed, just haven't updated the website. Who knows? I don't know. Anyway, that's from the album Darkest Days, and I say the there's a fully acoustic version of that album out as well. As I said earlier on, I went to see The Odd Couple, the female version of the Neil Simon play, which famously in the film, Walter Klugman, it was some Jacob Klugman, played the character that Walter played. Walter, whoever his name is, and I've forgotten his name now, never mind. And Jack Lemmon, anyway, who were in the film, all quite irrelevant. Well, is it irrelevant? Maybe it's not irrelevant, I don't know. Neil Simon then subsequently changed it to an all-female cast. It's been around for a number of years now, and eventually Farringdon Amateur Dramatic Society got their hands on it, and I had a word with the director there, Mariana Rowe, who can tell us a little bit more about how she put the evening together. And it's a great evening, very funny, everybody enjoyed it, and if you've read the Farringdon Folly, it's definitely raved about in there as well. And I think they're also intending to do another Neil Simon play later this year. I think it's London Suite, or you meet a couple, London Suite or Hollywood Suite. London Suite, I think it is. And if that's just as good, then that'll be just as successful as well. Anyway, to our interview now with Mariana Rowe. Okay, well, I'm here outside Farringdon Junior School chatting to Mariana Rowe, who I think I pronounced that correctly.
You did.
And was the third performance of The Odd Couple, the female version of The Odd Couple. Mariana, as the director, can you just tell me, why did you choose this? Was it your idea to choose this show, this play? Or?
Oh, yeah. I've wanted to direct this play for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
I'm a professional actress from the States.
And oh, right.
I was
okay.
Actually in a dinner theater production of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually played the character of Renee. And It was years and years ago, and I absolutely loved it. It would make me crack up every night. And I just have always loved the play. And then when I moved to England about 8 years ago, I wound up teaching drama at St. Mary's,
right,
the girls' school. And I just thought some of the scenes from this were so good and so funny and so physical. You'll see in the second act,
sure,
it gets very physical. And I just thought, what great stuff for A-level drama students.
Yeah,
and they always loved it. So I had been using bits and pieces of it throughout my kind of teaching career here in the last 8 years. And I, did, like I say, just kind of in preparation for eventually getting to do it. But I needed a good society that would have really good actresses, really strong actresses, good production values.
Right.
And Farringdon Dramatic Society is just fabulous for that.
So how long have you been with the Farringdon Dramatic Society?
I met them all years ago when I first moved here.
I
met them. But I haven't really done a lot with them. It's only been over the last, I guess, 3 years. I music directed their last two pantomimes.
Sure. Okay.
And assistant directed as well, the last one. But
This
is, I mean, they're brilliant because I wanted to have a go with this. And, I've known a lot of the people for a long time. And I just thought, man, of all the place with the best actresses who could pull this off, it would be this
society.
Well,
it's definitely coming together well. I'm sat here laughing. It's very good.
I'm so
it's great.
Glad.
It's really enjoying it. Obviously, we've been in an American theatre play. It's in American accents. How did that go down with the actresses? Did they have to struggle, or did you give them some guidance?
Of course. It's funny because I find that English actors do a much better job with American accents than American actors would do with English. And I'm convinced it's because you get all the American influx of films and TV shows, and we don't have that so much in the States. And I was surprised at how well they did even in auditions.
Right. Oh, right.
But
okay.
Then, it comes down to vowels and little twists, to vowels. And, there are definitely some words that are still here that still aren't quite right. But
you can
generally,
you can pick them up. I'm not sure for the rest of us.
But, it's absolutely brilliant. I think they are doing, like I say, a phenomenal job with it. And have been since the beginning. Mm. There's been tweaks, but very, very few.
It's not an action play of anyone. So it's all dialogue. I mean, they must have... That must have been a lot of hard work for them to learn all that dialogue. It is really just hard. Constant. Yeah.
And because there's so many like one-liners and there's so many of it, you know, you're setting up a joke with one comment and then a few lines later, you know, the end of the joke comes and the kick comes. Yeah. So it's really difficult. It's very easy to get things out of sequence because of that.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, probably the drama teacher in me has said, okay, here's how you map this out. And this section, you know, you break it down into sections. And you know, I think that worked to a degree, but it's really just running it and getting used to it. And a lot of it is the blocking too. Once you know where you're going, or if you're standing, or if you're turning, if you're grabbing a potato chip, if you're throwing the dice, you know, it all has to be choreographed. Yeah. So people know exactly when the line's coming and they're setting it up from
early on. So how much rehearsal and preparation before this, which is, you know, shame, it's only 3 days worth of, you know, show. I mean, how much have you all gone through?
I'm trying to remember. I don't even remember exactly when we auditioned for it. I think back in February. I don't even remember. That's terrible. It's usually a good three months is, you know, really all you get. It's a lot if you're a professional actor, because you'd have all day long, but these people only get, sometimes they were only called in once a week.
They've got their lives to live, haven't they? Absolutely. Yeah.
So really you're only looking at two rehearsal days a week, and generally Florence and Olive were in every single one, the two main characters. But like the Spanish brothers who show up now, they sometimes would only come in once a week because that's all they needed and that's all they got the time. So, I mean, people have done a beautiful job, and a lot of them, you know, the girls have gotten together on their own to get together and do things. We've met certain nights in my flat to have an extra day to run lines and stuff. So it's just one of those things.
It's all come together very well. And it is. It's, I think,
amazing.
Everyone's really enjoying it. So
I'm so glad.
Well, thanks for sharing, Marianna, for that. And I think they're waiting for you to get back in there for the raffle. But congratulations. It's just a shame it's only on for 3 days after all that hard work.
I know. The problem is that I wish we could get better audiences. Mm. Last night we had a brilliant audience where we had people from Farringdon Dramatic Society here, obviously, Wanted Stage Musical. We had people from Abingdon Operatic Society and the Lechlade Players. And so I kind of welcomed everybody because I love that kind of, you know, sharing audiences. We need to do that for each other. But the problem is we don't have a purpose-built theater here, you know. We do the best we can.
Well, maybe you'll have one again in a few years' time. Something might happen. You never know.
It would be brilliant if
we could.
It would
be good, wouldn't it? Yeah. Well, great. Well, thanks very much for your time anyway.
Thank you too.
Cheers. Well, that was Marianna. Oh, can I get this right? I think I did get it right at the interview, but I hope I'm going to put it. Marianna Rau, I think that's how it's pronounced. Anyway, he was the director there of the Farringdon Dramatic Society's version of the female version of The Odd Couple. And just to confirm, it is the London Suite that's going to be coming up later this year. That'll be on the 21st and 22nd of October, again at the Farringdon Junior School. Well, I'm sure we'll be able to do a little bit more publicity closer to the time for that event as well. And if you wanted to hear a little bit more about the Farringdon Drama Society, we did do a special feature about a month or so now ago, 24th of April. So if you go back to the website and go to the episode for the 24th of April, hear an interview with Fiona Merrick and Debbie Locke, who gives a history of the society. And you can also get involved as well if you want to be a member of the society. Get up on stage, do something, maybe direct a play, or maybe somebody works more in the background, assisting in costume design, set design, etc., and all that sort of stuff. They're always looking for extra volunteers, I understand.
Hi, I'm Rob from Manor in your local town centre, and you are listening to Farringdon Radio.
Now, a couple of years ago, I organised an event in town. Well, I organised a number of people. Many people helped me to do it, so I'm not going to claim full credit or responsibility, depending on your perspective. An event here in Farringdon called the Big Farringdon Gig. About 15, 16 bands came along to the Farringdon Junior School. Perhaps wasn't the most successful event due to a number of circumstances. Won't go into that at the moment, it's irrelevant. But one of the bands that definitely went down very well, and very pleased it did, because I only heard them via MySpace, never saw them live, was a band called Soulsmith from Swindon. Unfortunately, I don't think they exist anymore. I think they may have morphed into another band called Body Glass. I'm not sure. But they gave me one of their albums anyway, which it's been in my CD player on and off for the past couple of years now. So here's a track from that album called... my goodness me, I forgot what it's called now. Here I am, sat here doing... I'll remember the name after I've played it anyway.
Mind. Don't know what you'll find. Perhaps.
So I did manage to find out what that song's called. It's called Run Home, which is probably one of their quieter tracks from the album. Thoroughly enjoyed the album. Wish I got around to buying the second one. Maybe I will in due course. Although I said earlier on, the band don't exist. It's now morphed into Body Glass, which rings a bell. I got a feeling one of their songs might be called Body Glass from the album. I'm not sure. Anyway, it's probably still worth getting hold of if you can manage to track them down. But I say that band Soulsmith don't exist anymore, which is a great shame. Okay, moving on to our interview now with Julia Byrne. Julia is the mother of one of the singers, Victoria Byrne, who's in a band, probably not the right term really, a group, musical trio. Let's call them a trio, singing music from across the centuries. They'll be playing at the Blessed Hugh Church here in Farringdon in a couple of weeks' time. And Julie, along with Steve Wright, will be promoting that event. Tickets available from usual places here in Farringdon, Nuttree. And I'll mention a little bit more about them and some website details after the interview. But here's an interview now with Julia Byrne talking about voice. I'm here with Julia Byrne, who together with Steve Wright are the promoters of a musical evening going to be held here in Farringdon in a couple of weeks' time on Saturday the 18th of June. Music with voice, a cappella trio, who collectively come together with some friends of theirs and be playing and performing the Ziggurat Builders. So Julia, can you just tell me a little bit of background about, about voice. What is voice?
Right, there's voice, are a trio, all aged under 30 currently. They were at school and they sang together in their school days in Oxford with the Oxford Girls Choir. Mm-hmm. When they left university, they got together again and formed a trio, which they decided to call themselves Voice. And their names are Emily Byrne, who's my daughter, Clemmy Franks, and Victoria Cooper. They all live in London now, and they sing a lot together.
What sort of music would you say they sing? How do you try and encapsulate the style of music that they're performing?
I think it's quite difficult to categorise voice, which is one of their attractions.
Sure, okay. But it is all a cappella, though, isn't it?
That's a key feature, isn't it? It's all a cappella.
A cappella. Absolutely. Yes. I should know that, but I don't. You caught me out
which
there.
Which means they play unaccompanied. They will just tune up with a tuning fork. So when you hear them sing, one of them will give the others the note, and off they go. What is unusual is that they have come together with Khayyam Alami and Tara Franks in this concert called the Ziggurat Builders. And that is a first for them. Mm-hmm. The Ziggurat Builders was written for Voice, Khayyam and Tara by Marcus Davidson. And I'll talk a bit more about it later, but it is East meets West.
Oh, right, okay. So that's a good, interesting combination then, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Coming back to voice, I said they're difficult to categorise because they sang together, first of all, singing Vivaldi, Purcell, Handel, Haydn, very classical.
Would we hear some of that music on the night as well, do you think? Is that something they will dip into as part of their part, or their solo part, so to speak?
I wouldn't expect to hear them sing of those, mainly because they will all require accompaniment.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
What I would expect them to be hearing, and I have put in a bid for, is some of their hit repertoire from the great Abbess Hildegard of Bingen.
Mm-hmm.
She is 12th century. She was in the 12th century. She was a genius, and she wrote music for the female voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very clear, strong sound. She was obviously a very interesting woman, and the if I can fit the translations onto the programme, I will. They have in their repertoire some very interesting, and I hope they'll sing it for us, some Sephardic Spanish 16th century folk songs.
Mm-hmm.
You jump centuries as well. They have some beautiful folk music. For example, The Wind That Shakes the Barley, which is a beautiful Irish folk tune.
Mm, quite,
some Scottish ones.
That is quite varied then, isn't it? And especially when you then start talking about your the East meets West music, that is again another sphere, another area completely, isn't it? And how did that working relationship form then? How did they decide, say, they wanted to do some work with Khayyam, is it?
With Khayyam.
How did that come about?
I think they met him through Marcus Davidson, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Tara Franks is Clemmie's eldest sister.
Mm-hmm.
And Tara may have also been the ones who'd worked with Khayyam, because she is a cellist, but she will cross the bridge between East and West.
Okay.
I'll just say, I have heard Voice sing once before with another oud player at St Ethelbert's.
Well, I think we mentioned that, haven't we? So Khayyam is the one that's playing the oud, and he'll be bringing the oud along with him. Because that's... it's like an Eastern, Middle Eastern guitar, in a very vague sense, isn't it, really?
I think I've heard it described as an Arabian lute.
Arabian lute. I think it actually means wood. Somebody, another oud player I was talking to, said it actually means wood, which you think, can't really say anything else after that, can you, really? Wood, well, we all learn something, don't we?
Yeah, it's worth our time. Thank you for that, I've learned that, yes. So Khayyam will bring his oud.
Okay.
Tara will bring her cello. And Khayyam will have a set to himself, where we can actually hear him play some of his repertoire.
So will this be some of this, you say, it does move on into the more contemporary music in terms of, so this original music as well, some new music, is it?
With Khayyam, I think some of it will be his own compositions. Right, to be honest, I'm looking forward to it because I've not heard him play before apart from clips on his website.
Sure, okay.
Khayyam, I suppose he's lining himself up more with the world music scene. Mm. He was at WOMAD.
Right, okay.
I think he may even be at WOMAD this year. Have a look on his website.
Right, okay. And this particular event that's coming up on Saturday the 18th of June, when you say the trio, particularly the trio, maybe are more London based now. So why has this event come about here? Why are they honouring us when they're present here in Farringdon? How's that come about?
Voice made their start in public in Farringdon.
Oh, right. So it's like a homecoming, isn't it? You put the ticker tape trains out and things like that.
Absolutely. They appeared about 4 or 5 years ago at All Saints Church at their request. I was asked, they wanted to try it out in public to see what the reaction was.
Mm-hmm.
So the vicar and PCC of All Saints said very kindly yes. Mm. And they did it purely for to raise money for Christian Aid, that I'm the local organiser for. And it was a success. Everybody loved it.
Yeah. Oh, excellent.
And so that, I think, set them on, and they've gradually broadened out their venues. They're very busy this year. It's quite interesting.
Mm.
Performing in venues in London. They'll be at North Wall in Oxford as mm-hmm. well. I think we're very fortunate in Farringdon that we're actually getting Khayyam and Voice to do extended sets for us.
This Farringdon musical evening was at their request. They wanted to come back and do another one here. Sort of like, well, we started this, we'd like to do another one in Farringdon. That was their idea, was that right?
They were very pleased with the concert that I asked them to put on in February this year, February 2011. And that was at All Saints Church. Again, the profits from that went to Christian Aid.
Okay.
That was very well received. Steve Wright, my colleague in this, had asked them last year to come and sing in the summer.
Right.
So he and I have kind of joined forces to promote this one.
Oh, that's good. So that's the 18th. Blessed St. Hugh, is
it's
that right?
It's not actually a saint.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, the church next to the supermarket.
Well, the people, Farringdon people will know it as the Catholic Church.
Right,
its name is Blessed Hugh, and Blessed it's in Marlborough Street.
Marlborough Street, okay.
So,
and tickets are available from?
Tickets are available. Tickets are £10 for £8 concession.
Mm-hmm.
You can get them from the Tourist Information Centre, and also from Trevor at the Nut Tree.
Okay, and what time does the evening start?
7:30.
And that will go on for how long?
No, it won't be as long as that. We'll have a set from Voice,
mm-hmm.
a set from Khayyam. Then this is where it will actually culminate. They will come together to perform the new composition, the Ziggurat Builders.
Okay.
So what we'll do is we'll have what voice call a shuffle break.
Is that a musical term, is it? One I haven't heard of.
I think it means, I think the chairs and vestiture are actually very comfortable, but if you want to get up.
Oh, I see, right.
Quick break.
Audience relief break, is it?
Absolutely. Yes. Well
comfort
put.
Break. Yes, and I understand.
Then,
it sounds good.
When the Ziggurat Builders is finished, we hope that at least some of Voice and Kayam will be able to stay around, and you can come into the Blessed Hugh Church Hall, mm-hmm. have a glass of wine, chat to them, and then be on their way.
And there is a website for Voice as well, is that right?
Yeah, Voice is www.voicetrio.co.uk.
Okay, well, I will put a link on the website as well to that as well.
Yeah.
And so, okay, well, that sounds great, and we're all looking forward to that. I know I will then, because my wife will, I'm sure, will be there, because it's the sort of music that she will definitely be interested in. So we're looking forward to that, and good luck for the evening.
And I should probably just add one thing that I should have said earlier, and we're really grateful to the Catholic Church, in particular Father Leslie Adams,
right.
who said that Voice can and Kayam can perform there.
It's always difficult to find a location for gigs in Farringdon. Maybe you should. No, I think the music I'm interested in might not go well. No, maybe not.
Leave you to chat to Father Leslie about that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Julia, for that, and hope it all goes well for the evening.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The website, if you want to be able to listen to what Voice are all about, is, I'll just check it here, it's called voicetrio.co.uk, and you can listen to what their music is all about, and I think also order some music as well. I think some might be available on the day to buy if you want to be able to purchase something and support the event. So that is Saturday the 18th of June. Tickets are available. Tickets £10 or £8 concessions from the Farringdon Tourist Information Centre in Gloucester Street, and also the Nut Tree as well. So that's Voice playing here in Farringdon on the 18th of June. Just before we go to a piece of music by Voice, because one of the reasons why I delayed putting this show out, I was just waiting for that MP3 to come through so I could put it on the show. Just an update of some other bits and pieces that are going on in and around the Farringdon area. On Friday the 10th of June, there's a free disco at the Portwell Angel, a free entry to get in. On Saturday the 11th, Mustard Seed, the shop down there in the Corn Market Street, is celebrating 25 years. It's their 25th anniversary party, and they're going to be holding a party. All welcome at the Corn Exchange. Bring and share food. Drinks will be made available. That's between 12:30 and 5 p.m. But if you go to their website, there's a little bit more detail about that as well. And on Sunday, the 12th of June, between 4 and 6, the Folly Tower will be open. And it's a special one because they've got a, I don't know if they specially arranged it. Let's say they've specially arranged it. Sounds much better, doesn't it? There'll be a Spitfire flypast at 4 p.m. So you can only go up there, look out for the 4 and 20 Blackbirds. Or 4 and 20 Blackbirds, and see the Spitfire at 4 p.m. So that's the Folly Tower open on Sunday the 12th of June, just next week, actually. Okay, just go to that last piece of music now, Voice. Before I do, if anybody just want to send any comments into us, you can find us on Facebook, just click in the link from our website. Do send us any comments, anything you want to say about us, or like us. We always like to know if people are interested in what we're doing, actually. That's always good to hear about. But apart from that, see you in a couple of weeks' time on Sunday. Well, yes, it will be ready. I assure you it will be ready. It won't be the delay that we've had this time on Sunday the 19th of June. So this is Voice with a song called The Blacksmith.
A blacksmith caught